Working in the trenches, the work that reconnects in the refugee reception context of Greece by Tina Ligdopoulou. We never notice the flowers, but children do. A group participant commenting on what it means to see with new eyes. Refugee reception, the humanitarian field and trauma. Last year, I worked briefly as the child protection manager for a humanitarian organization in the context of one of the largest refugee reception centers in Greece. A space with no running water, exposed to weather from the sea on two sides, tents pitched on rubble and bare earth, with the only public spaces consisting of a handful of larger tents and the dirt roads frequented by NGO vehicles, bulldozers and police cars. A place of desolation, with refugees lacking access to both water and food, adequate healthcare and hygiene utilities, as well as being exposed to ongoing harassment and abuse coming from within and without the camp. Instead of support, the camp offered dehumanization and perpetuation of an exposure to further trauma. Working crazy hours at the time, I was worried about the staff who showed symptoms of burnout and even spoke openly about it. A group of 20 comprised of caseworkers, psychologists and interpreters. The latter had recently acquired refugee status and thus were still standing between two realities, the one of the camps and the other of so-called regular life. All staff members were exposed to primary and secondary trauma or both, and within this context, my main concern was how to best serve their needs. Having started to work for the particular organization a month earlier, I decided to focus on vicarious trauma and thus turn to the work that reconnects as a methodology of intervention and support. I was wondering at the time whether this approach could be relevant to humanitarian organizations at all. I decided that it was. Dreaming the world into being and being dreamed by the world is a simultaneous process. Refugee camps constitute both internal and external realities. Hence, staff working within the refugee context, while witnessing despair around them, become in time part of the desperation reproducing itself. In fact, they become the refugee camp, the bare earth, the authorities, the refugees themselves, the non-governmental organizations. They become the place hosting willingly or not the camps, the country, the world, the seagulls flying over the sea of tents and the sea of waves. To be able to understand this is paramount. The work that reconnects considers coming into dialogue with the pain as an essential process in order to move forward. But what do you do with the staff who are currently in pain? This was not just a situation related to the content of their work or their role, but something far more relevant to both EU and Greek politics of asylum seeker reception conditions. These complicated political and social conditions in refugee reception in Greece gave no space for hope and provided no visible reassurance that the situation could actually change. Refugee reception policies in Greece and Europe in general have been increasingly hostile or characterized by what has been termed a form of malicious abandonment. See, for instance, the pushbacks carried out in the Aegean Sea by the Greek Coast Guard and the role of Frontex, the European Border and Coast Guard Agency. Or the living conditions of refugees between the borders of different countries. Trauma was present and hence recognizing it and choosing to stay with it while allowing ourselves to see the bigger picture would perhaps allow group members to move beyond the desolation experienced due to field circumstances. In order to proceed, I knew I had to be very careful not to trigger a traumatic incident or move faster than the group would be willing to move, taking also into account that group members had access to varying degrees of privilege due to social class, race, gender, role within the organization, experience, degrees of access to local context, psychological and or spiritual rank. I needed to tread lightly.